St. James, in his letter, exhorts us against complaining, particularly about one another, and he exhorts us to patience and to perseverance, refraining from complaining and exhorting to patience and perseverance is something that we need to be reminded of often. These are difficulties, temptations that face all of us in various sundry forms. It is not easy to refrain from murmuring, from complaining, from decrying the condition sometimes that we find ourselves in. Nor is it easy for us to be patient with the people that we come into contact with our condition in life, in keeping faithful, in laying hold of the promises of our Lord. But something that we need to keep in mind is that in order that we may grow in virtue, we have to be tested. Meaning that our Lord will place us in the conditions whereby we actually have to practice this virtue. We can hardly call ourselves patient unless we indeed are patient in circumstances that normally would make us impatient. So we have to make a conscious effort. The Lord typically allows virtue to grow in us in this way. We need the help that comes from above in order that we may practice that so-called supernatural virtue. But our Lord does not exempt us from exerting the force of our own efforts in order that we may also grow in this virtue. So grace builds upon nature. And so we have to be willing, under difficult circumstances, to practice those virtues which show us to at least want to be children of God. And so it is, particularly with patience, because for each one of us, there are usually many opportunities every day to be patient. And it doesn't even require that anybody else be present. Very often, all by our lonesomes, we find it difficult to be patient. We find it very often difficult to be patient with ourselves or patient with circumstances that don't involve anybody else. Clearly, if we are not patient under those circumstances, we're going to find it difficult to be patient with regard to others. And yet it is clear that this is something that our Lord is asking of us. This is why the passion of our Lord ought to be the subject of our frequent meditations, because no one can claim that he or she is as patient as our Lord was in enduring what he underwent, enduring the injustice that he underwent, enduring all the various circumstances that militated against a patient demeanor, and yet our Lord practiced patience perfectly under these circumstances. And so, not only do we have the prophets and the patriarchs and all the holy men and women of the Old Testament set before us as examples, but we have our Lord himself, who can help us, then give us that resolve, give us that courage and strength to refrain from issuing words of complaint when we quote-unquote feel that we have the right to do so. And he can help us to be meek in circumstances in which the anger wells up in us. But we have to pray also to our Lord for this gift, because if grace builds upon nature, clearly we need the graces. And the Lord wants to give us these graces, so we need to pray for them. Above all, we should pray for perseverance. Perseverance is a gift from our Lord, particularly final perseverance, that perseverance that will see us from this life clear through to the next. This is a gift of our Lord. It's a gift that he will grant us if we pray for it, but we need to pray for it. So we need to pray for these things. We need to make a sincere examination of conscience, examine our deficiencies, and then ask our Lord for that strength to put into practice what seems at first sight to be difficult, if not impossible. But it is always possible, with the grace of our Lord, to make it through life's difficulties without looking around, trying to assign the blame to someone else, acknowledging our shortcomings, but sharing in the triumph of our Lord. Our Lady was called to share in the work of our Lord, namely the work of redemption. And she did so every day, patiently enduring the difficulties, enduring the poverty, rejoicing in the poverty, we may say, standing aside our Lord, standing at the foot of the cross, very patiently, uttering not a word of complaint. And so she is the perfect model for us, and she is also the mediatrix for all graces, and that she can win for us those graces in order that we may stand with her at the foot of the cross and patiently enduring every difficulty, we may lay hold of the promises the Lord has set before us. This is what inspires us to be patient, to strive, to persevere, is because the promises of our Lord are sure. Our Lady knew that, and so she held out to the end, and she can help us do the same. Praise be Jesus and Mary.